I remember feeling invincible, coupled with a sensation of imminent danger, and I loved it. Clinging to the top branch of the tallest tree in my back garden, its trunk bending impossibly with each new gust of wind, I had previously been watching the ominous black clouds advancing toward my bedroom window. The irresistible urge to go outside had consumed me. Now, at the storm's exhilarating peak, I hung by one arm from the tree while reaching out to the sky with the other, hoping to seize the very essence of the lightning flash as it arced above me. I became a wizard, summoning the energy of the storm, and with the next crack of thunder, I was a Cherokee Indian, heroically surveying the terrain from my lookout post and battling against the elements. I became these characters in my 7-year-old imagination, but the storm was very real. To this day, the clarity of that memory is evoked every time I climb a tree, and I still cannot resist going outside in a storm. Like my 7-year-old younger self, the same enthusiasm for life and feeling excited and elated flows effortlessly through all children. I have seen it in the hundreds of children who I've taught over my career in education spanning over 25 years. I also believe that harnessing this same enthusiasm for life is at the heart of the emotional well-being of adults, if only we can recapture it. Reigniting our passion for life. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. George Bernard Shaw. When we watch children play, we can see that this is how they begin to learn about the world around them. The skills they acquire and the states of mind they adopt eventually help them to navigate their way through the inevitable ups and downs of life. I feel like my numerous childhood adventures in nature, generally in my back garden, have given me a sense of resilience and a temptation to seek out fun in later life. When I was eventually allowed to venture out beyond my garden at the age of 10, my friends and I would play in the local fields, farms, and hills in Buckinghamshire where we lived. This is where we learnt to explore hidden places and where we had great fun breaking various rules. Again, what seemed like a playful adventure to us at the time set us up with particular traits and skills for adult life. I believe that if we can cultivate the same level of awe and wonder for life that children have, and if we can see the potential, the mystery, and the magic in every moment, then our adult lives will be completely transformed. We just need to ignite that inner fire and passion for life which we felt so abundantly when we were children. On the surface, this might sound like a difficult or even impossible ambition, but it is actually surprisingly easy to achieve. And the path to us getting there is both rewarding and fun. Playfulness and the spirit of adventure. We are never more fully alive, more completely ourselves, or more deeply engrossed in anything than when we are playing. Charles Schaefer. I think that my memory of climbing the tree as a boy is so vivid because I embraced the moment. Of course, it was ridiculously dangerous and definitely wild, but there is something about seizing the moment in the way that children do so easily that we can observe and learn from. Children's natural disposition to live in the present encourages them to seek out enjoyable experiences, which they then engage in on a deep, emotional, and physical level. They are much less concerned with the past or the future than adults are. Having observed the behaviours of my pupils over the years, I've come to the realisation that they possess two very important qualities that help them to be in the present moment and to regularly feel emotions such as joy and elation. The first of these qualities is the spirit of adventure. Children seek out new experiences while they are playing and are delighted to embrace the unknown. Life is an adventure to them, and they embrace it wholeheartedly. The second and equally important trait is one that we often associate with children. All of them portray the magical quality of playfulness. A child who is playful is one who is light-hearted, creative, and imaginative. Playfulness is really at the heart of every child. It is an attitude toward life in general and the motivation behind their games and pursuits. Why shouldn't adults too enjoy having a spirit of adventure and adopt a playful attitude toward life?